Spectrum Business knows that you put in unlimited effort to unlock the unlimited possibilities of your small business. Get internet, mobile, phone, and TV services to connect all aspects of your business and see your business made limitless. Learn more at spectrum.com/business.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we start with the Irish Times, and no surprise really that a lot of the papers will be leading with the story today about the general election that is going to be called later on. The coalition to come under intense pressure on housing, opposition to focus on crisis in opening days of general election. Taoiseach will go to the Oras today to ask President Higgins to dissolve the Dáil. Jack Horgan-Jones and Jennifer Bray reporting that the government is set to come under intense pressure on housing as the opposition targets its record in the opening days of the general election campaign. And that will all get underway today with all the formalities of going to the Dáil when the Taoiseach returns from Budapest. The opposition will launch a range of housing policies starting today, while elsewhere there is fresh criticism of the coalition's recently agreed home building targets from a member of the government-appointed Housing Commission, which reported earlier this year. So that's the front story, the lead story on the Irish Times. Also there, they have concerns raised over plan to let informants commit crimes. The proposals to sanction undercover informants to commit crimes will require a detailed policy analysis before they can be approved. That's according to the Department of Justice. The recommendation from the Garda Inspectorate, a policing oversight body, would allow Garda sources in criminal organisations to engage in some offending in cases where it may help prevent more serious crime or dismantle the gang. And the inspectorate also recommended that Garda anti-corruption investigators be empowered to engage in sting operations. A spokesperson said the proposals would require detailed policy analysis by the department, as well as engagement with the Garda and other agencies before a final decision is taken. He said that work would take place over the coming period. And there's also concerns from the Irish Council of Civil Liberties as well. So that story making the headlines again today, really, because the proposals became knowledge earlier this week. The Irish Independent, it has a picture of Simon Harris leaving government buildings, going to the country. Harris heads for Oras to finally call the election. That's the picture and the story on the front page there. But also it leads with car insurance premiums rise at 15 times the rate of inflation. Motor insurance premiums are now rising at 15 times the rate of general inflation, with above average rises also found in the cost of eating out, going to the cinema and package holidays. New figures from the Central Statistics Office reveal there has been a call for urgent action from the government to tackle high prices, even as general inflation fell to 0.7% in the year to October. Overall, the prices of goods and services are between 20% and 25% higher than before COVID. So an interesting backdrop to the calling of the general election later today. Of course, the government will argue that it provided lots of support, etc., to cope with those high prices, and even in the latest budget as well. The Irish Examiner, 22-day election campaign to kick off today. Battle lines drawn by coalition parties as opposition launch plans. And then another story on the front of the Examiner. Action urged after Cork cafe chain shuts. The government has been accused of ignoring the plight of Ireland's fragile hospitality sector following the shock closure of a popular Cork cafe chain. The Restaurants Association of Ireland warned that many more food-related businesses will close during the general election campaign, and said the crisis facing the sector must be tackled head-on by the incoming government. And according to the RAI, the government is not listening to our concerns. They just don't understand how bad it is there for our members. And this, he was reacting, this is Adrian Cummins, to news that all three Perry Street Market cafe locations across Cork City are to close with immediate effect. So that's a story on the front of the Irish Examiner. The lead story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail is also likely to be one of the issues that will face the political parties in the campaign over the coming weeks. Years before tourists back in asylum hotels, despite pledge to prioritise supply of refugee beds, there's no timeline. So this lead story says hotels are set to house asylum seekers and Ukrainian refugees for years to come, as the government can't say when they will no longer be used. Minister for Integration Roderick O'Gorman has pledged to have 14,000 state-owned beds by 2028 to alleviate pressure on tourism across the country, but proposed sites to house asylum seekers in Thornton Hall in Dublin, as well as in Athlone, have stalled, placing that commitment in jeopardy. Officials with the Department of Integration are now scouring commercial properties nationwide in a bid to accommodate some 2,500 people over the next 7 months. That's the lead story on the Irish Daily Mail. Well, the tabloids, then the Irish Sun, it goes with the Conor McGregor court case that's underway at the moment, as does the Irish Daily Star, also it goes with that court case. On the Irish Daily Mirror, the lead story there is pain, probe, shock, Liam death, three charged, hotel worker, fixer, pal and dealer held after 1D star plunge. That's according to the front of the Irish Daily Star. We featured it, of course, in the news bulletin at the top of the hour as well. Probably more of that to come. Well, some of the stories that caught my eye inside the papers this morning. European troops may go to Ukraine in buffer zone plan. This is a story inside the Irish Daily Mail. It says thousands of European troops could form a multinational military force in Ukraine as part of controversial plans to end the conflict with Russia. The shock proposal emerged last night as Vladimir Putin, in his first remarks since Donald Trump's election victory, dismissed NATO as a blatant anachronism. Under a peace bid being considered by Mr. Trump's security advisers, the UK and other European troops would enforce the 800-mile buffer zone between the Russian and Ukrainian armies. So lots of uncertainty caused by the election of Donald Trump for many European policies, and we'll be discussing that shortly as well. Publicans feared new licensing laws would create cost burden. This is a story in the Irish Independent. Worries over plan to include sexual harassment as basis for rejection. The publicans group raised concerns about sexual harassment being used as a reason to reject license renewals. The Vintners Federation of Ireland questioned the Department of Justice officials about training staff to keep up with any new guidelines that may be issued by the government. They told officials it could become a cost burden if new staff needed to be trained because of high turnover. That story in the Irish Independent. You may have noticed, well, I certainly noticed on the way into work today, lots of campaign posters being erected already, which I think technically they have to wait for the election to be called before they can do that. But inside the Irish Times, the council investigates politicians' posters. Dunleary Rathdown County Council is investigating complaints against three politicians who appear to have jumped the starting gun on the general election by erecting posters early. And I know I saw some along the Navan Road on the way into town. I saw people putting them up in the inner city as well on my way in. Interesting to see how that develops. And then finally, a couple of other stories. Ballot by nurses on industrial action is due before the election, according to the Irish Independent. The result of that ballot of thousands of nurses and healthcare staff on industrial action is set to be revealed just days before the election. And then finally, inside the Irish Sun, ITV bosses install 24-hour whistleblower hotline for stars to report bullying after Strictly scandal. Dancing on Ice bosses have set up a 24-hour hotline for stars to raise concerns in the wake of Strictly's bullying scandal. And that's where we've got to really with reality TV as well.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Spectrum Business knows that small business owners put in the work. It's unlimited hours, unlimited effort, and unlimited passion, all to unlock the unlimited potential of your business. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and an unlimited mobile line, all only $49.99 a month. Learn how Spectrum Business can connect your business to unlimited possibilities at spectrum.com/business. It's your business made limitless. That's life, unlimited. That's Spectrum Business. Restrictions apply. Offer not available in all areas.